All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the BZI Innovation Park Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 12th, 2026, 4:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Drake, your chair, do you want to start?
Hi, Drake Howell. I am participating via Zoom.
Steve Sansom, also via Zoom.
Guy Nelson.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group, District Accountant.
Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Aaron, you're up.
No, sorry, Aaron Johnson.
Nice. Thanks, Aaron.
Christy
Hi.
Barker.
Thanks, Christy. Is that Izzy at our. Okay. Izzy, is there any members of the public at the anchor location?
No, there's not. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them. They look good to me. So
Okay.
I'll move to approve them.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
I'll second.
Thanks, Guy. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All
All right.
right.
It's unanimous. All right, Brendan, take it over, sir.
All right. I'm gonna hop on for Brendan.
Oh,
So,
okay. Derek, take it over.
lucky me.
Yes.
Okay. Do you see the financials on the screen?
They're coming up. Yep, now.
Okay, perfect. So, the Public Infrastructure District and Government Accounting has different buckets of funds. The first is the general fund or administrative funds, and we're going to look at the middle column or the actual funds through June 30th of this year. So, pretty basic. We just show expenditures of $2,800 so far. That's accounting and finance. To match that, is developer advances. So those are the invoices that we're sending over to Steven, and then the developer is paying those. So those developer advances just match the expenses. We currently have not received the other invoices from insurance or legal to this point, but we can reconcile that with developers' payments. And we'll need to do that before the end of the year. So that's pretty straightforward. That's it on the general fund. And then the capital projects fund or construction fund, there was a little bit of interest earnings of $75 earned earlier in the year. There's the capital outlay and the cost of issuance, and that was all part of the bond issuance and the money that was shuffled there. So currently there's that $75 that's just sitting in the account, waiting to do something. Other
Derek, can
than
I ask
that,
a question on that? I
yeah.
thought, is this setting in the trustee account with Zions?
So this is the capital projects fund. They right now we don't have the debt service fund.
So Derek, I think he's asking, and I was going to have the same question. So
Sorry.
has all of the construction fund or project fund been expensed? Has it all been used, or is there still money that's in there?
It
Because I was a little surprised we would only make $75 in interest.
well, and the reason why I asked the question I asked is there was someone, I can't remember her name, I apologize, but she reached out. This has been a few months ago, saying, hey, in the process of the developer bond issuance, there was
Yeah.
some interest that accrued over like a 2 day, it was a very short period of time. And she had asked if we wanted to capitalize it. I had indicated that we did want to do that. And I don't know if that's still the right place for it to be, if that's the right bucket for it to still be in, or if that should have been moved to some other bucket. I just wanted to raise that. I
Okay.
don't I don't know the technical terminology well enough. I
Yeah.
just need to go and review the emails, and then I could follow up with you if needed offline. But that was just my question.
No, that makes sense. What I'm showing here is at the bond issuance, the full amount was paid back to the developer, and we show that as the capital outlay. So while that money was sitting in the bank for whatever that was, one day or 2 days, it earned the $75. And that's Pascal was the one that called you and asked you about the $75 and what you wanted to do. So, yeah, currently that is sitting in the bank. We can, if there's any invoice, we can reimburse the developer for that 75 and just capitalize and send it on over. But that's kind of where that's sitting at the moment. I don't know if that answers the question immediately, but
Yeah, for me it does. What
okay.
about the 272 for the cost of issuance? Is that still there, or did that get rolled over to the project?
Yeah, so the cost of issuance was paid by the developer at the bond issuance, cash out of their pocket. As the, I'm not sure whether you call it a discount or whatever that was, but on the bond, but that was money they paid out of their pocket.
So there's no residual left over.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So
So.
yeah, I'll send some emails, I guess, after the
Okay.
meeting's over. I'm just thanks for reminding me about Pascal. So she did send me this. We gave an investment direction letter. And so maybe I'll just forward you these things to make sure you have that. But I understood that the result of us sending that letter, this was back in mid-May, was
Okay.
that $75 balance was going to go into a different bucket. But I'll send this over and you give me some guidance.
Okay, sounds good. And I know it's $75, but it's good just to keep it clean and put it where it
Yeah.
needs to be. So, that's the end of the report. We only have the two buckets to deal with. Once the bond payments start to process, we'll have that third bucket involved, the debt service payments. But until that happens, we currently don't have any activity there. So, that's kind of the end of the report, unless there's other questions.
No questions here.
Perfect.
Yeah, none for me.
Okay. All right. The motion that I would need would be, oh, did we cover the expenditures?
Because we're on developer advances, there are no expenditures, so it's
Okay.
a non-report report.
Okay. Christy, can you make note of that in the minutes when it comes to the expenditure listing? So, what I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll
All
move
moved.
to accept them.
Who's going to do it?
Guy.
It's a standoff. All right, Guy, thanks for the motion.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to do? Any other questions?
Nothing for me.
Okay.
When would our
Same.
next board meeting need to be? Do we have a
November.
required November? Okay.
Yep. That's so in November, we'll cover the tentative budget as well as the third quarter financials. So, and then in December, we'll adopt the final budget. So those are our next two meetings.
Very good.
I guess, Michael, I did just think of a question. We were submitting all of that UEPA compliance materials, and I just want to make sure we've done all that with the exception of the audit, because that's ongoing, right?
Yes, the audit. As far as annual report, all of those things, I got those in. Derek, were you able to get the financial cert and fraud risk?
Yeah, yep, and those have all been filed with the state, so I
Okay.
believe everything's up to speed currently.
Yeah,
Perfect. So as soon as we get the report in, we should be good with the state auditor's transparency office. So,
Perfect. Thank you.
yep. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn. Unless you guys
Moved.
want to hang around, we can
It
hang
was
around
great
and
seeing
chat.
everybody again. It's hard to say goodbye. I
Exactly.
move we adjourn.
Thanks, Drake.
I'll second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say
Aye.
Aye.
aye. All right, that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Later, everybody.
Thanks all.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.